Hi, Helen?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know that we just had some complaints about those fireworks you were doing last night.
We don't do fireworks.
Oh, no, you did last night because we got complaints about it.
No, I don't do fireworks. I'm a 72-year-old widow. Why would I do fireworks?
I think you're a little old to be shooting fireworks at all the people in the neighborhood.
I don't shoot fireworks. You must have somebody else. I was in my house, in my pajamas. I haven't been feeling good for 3 or 4 days.
Okay, well...
So I don't know who you think you're talking to, but it's not me.
It's okay to shoot fireworks up into the air, but you kept...
It's not me! Will you stop saying that?
You were aiming them
It's not me!
You were aiming...
No, you go and you talk to the other neighbors. They'll tell you.
Oh, no, they told me already.
Why would I shoot fireworks? Why would I do that?
They said you were aiming them at them. You kept shooting fireworks at people.
Stop it! Will you stop it? Stop spreading lies like that.
No,
I'm an old lady. I'm recently widowed, and you spread rumors like that?
Well, it's not a rumor.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's your neighbors. They're the ones that reported this.
Normal people use telephones to call people. They don't obsess over them.
Get a life phone, loser. We've
been trying to call you, and your name is Roy. What is your last name?
It's Azurbel.
So I'm being called on the telephone.
Yeah, just write that.
You know what? I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.
I know that the phone's not a toy. I just got a call from a Roy. The number shows up and it's spoofed. Says he's at my house replacing my roof. Man, this guy's a jerk for this. I just rushed home, left work for this. No one's at my house on my roof. This Roy guy, what a goof. We just made a non-sweet pool and the landlord says not cool. Not on the lease, my name's Roy Chevelle, unit 203. I'm a tenant from hell. There's a tunnel system attached. We found a secret hatch. Don't get smart with me and I'm tight. This is now an archaeological dig site.
Everybody, it's Carol. You're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 468. This is Carol's Memorial Day special. Brad couldn't be here today. He's out doing important Memorial Day stuff, so he left me here to kind of hold down the fort from the kitchen. This is the first time I've done this. So I apologize in advance because I'll be, using the blender and stuff while I'm talking. It's going to be kind of hard to hear me. But I'll do my best to try and use the appliances while I'm not talking. Today's show is sponsored by JT and 6 Week Tenure and Kirsty T and I Regret Jumping and Jamie F. Thanks, all five of you, for supporting the show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Before we get started, we have some breaking news here. Breaking news, everybody! Skunkworks has been arrested for digging tunnels underneath his home and accidentally killing someone. Nathan sent me an article about how the city of Bethesda was trying to sue the owners for the damage they've caused because I guess the tunnels extended pretty far, like at least 100 feet. Maybe. But then William shared a post in the PLA group, which says that police have charged 27-year-old Skunkworks with second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter after 21-year-old Azuka died from smoke inhalation and thermal injuries in a fire last year in September in the tunnels underneath his house. I guess there was some sort of explosion. We still don't have an answer about exactly what that was, but the police arrested Skunkworks on Friday at 6:30 p.m., The police and the U.S. Marshals showed up to arrest him, which seems a little weird. Like, I think there's stuff we still don't know about all of this that hasn't come out yet, and hopefully it will during the trials. The article says he will remain in custody in Fairfax County and is awaiting extradition to Montgomery County in Maryland. And the guy who died told his girlfriend that the tunnels were about 100 feet long, which definitely means they extended beyond Skunkworks' house. And they were 15 feet below ground level, and that there were special rooms he was not allowed to go into. And if you guys remember, in a previous article, it said they'd found chemicals in the tunnels, and they were taking them to a lab for analysis, but nothing's come out about what those chemicals were. Maybe it was nothing. Maybe it was just something completely normal. Who knows, but hopefully we'll have some more answers about the whole Skunkworks case. By the way, if you don't know who Skunkworks is, he's the guy that used to call into the phone show about 10 years ago. He called in all the time and talked about chemicals and stuff on the show. And now all of this is happening. It's fucking weird. I will put a link to that article in the show notes. I'm posting it to the show notes right now with my iPhone from the kitchen. Good luck, Skunkworks. Let's get started with today's show.
Aaron Krakow stars in a Hallmark Channel original movie. Samantha thought she met the man of her dreams.
You sent me a ticket.
Tell me you're not going.
But when she discovers the truth...
Remember that lady from your website?
I'm sorry, but I didn't email you.
I've been pouring my heart out to a sixth grader.
Seventh grade, I skipped year.
She'll have to take a shot to discover true love. A Hallmark Channel original movie, Chance at Romance. From your Saturday, February 8th at 7 on Hallmark Channel, the heart of Valentine's.
On today's show, I'm going to be calling up some people around my neighborhood here from the kitchen. Just going to use the kitchen phone here, look out the window, and call up my neighbors like I always do. This is a list of people from Joey. Thank you, Joey. It's a homeowners association directory. I don't know if I'm going to be the homeowners association or if I'm just going to do whatever. All I know is that I love talking on the phone while I use my blender. So I'm going to sit here and blend and talk on the phone and stuff.
Hello?
Hi, Terry?
Yeah.
Hey, Terry. It's Carol down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, yes. Are my dogs down there?
Yeah, they are.
I came in, they were in the garage with us, and I turned around, and there they weren't. So I thought, oh.
Yeah. Oh, man. They are pissing me off. They're, like, over here just looking at me. Like, I'm over here, I'm trying to take the garbage out, and they're just looking at me.
Like my white dog?
Like they want to fight.
Oh, no. They're extremely, they'll run away if you say boo to them.
Yeah,
They're extremely kind.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Hop in the car.
I came at him. I stomped my foot and started running over. I was going to kick him. But
okay. Who are you? Where are you at?
I'm just down the street from you. Like 9 houses down.
Which street? Court?
Gettysburg. I'm on Gettysburg.
Okay, so they have gone really far with their white dogs. So
Hey,
what's your lot number?
Look, you don't need to be racist about it, okay?
I'm not being. What's your lot number?
You're talking about white dogs and stuff, and your dogs are over here like barking at me. And I was like running up to him. I was going to kick him.
Okay, I think. But I don't know who it is.
No, this is Carol. I live over in Gettysburg.
What's your last name?
Jurbel.
Okay. No, honey.
Hey, can you tell that man in the background to shut the fuck up? Because we're talking.
Okay, bye.
I'm just saying. She derailed that call. Just making assumptions about her dogs being at my house.
Hi, this is Will. Hi, this is Ricky. Leave us a message.
Oh, my God. Holy crap. I would so kick those kids. It's Carol down the street. I was just trying to get a hold of you for something. I'll call back later. Bye. Oops. That was an accident. I guess I shouldn't talk about kicking kids. or dogs.
This is Deanna. Please leave a message.
It's like a thing in that neighborhood. Having your damn kids do your machine message thing. It's like child labor is what it is.
Hi, this is the Barber family. We're not home right now.
What the hell?
Bye.
Every single machine.
Hello.
Hey, Tammy, it's Carol.
Carol?
Carol, I'm in your neighborhood. I live down the street.
Uh-huh.
And hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
That's good. Me too. Thanks for asking. Hey, I was looking through your trash can. I was like rooting around in your trash the other day.
Uh-huh.
And you're not recycling properly, like you're putting some of the paper stuff in with regular trash.
Yeah.
And dumping food on it and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to separate it.
Oh, okay.
How come you're not doing that?
I don't know.
Oh, well, you know, you should start.
Okay.
It helps save the earth and everything. The earth needs everyone's help. We all got to pitch in and do our part.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay. So how you been doing?
Good.
That's great. What you doing right now? Laundry?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. I'm just cleaning up around the kitchen here.
Oh.
Like making some food in the microwave and stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Having a good day and stuff.
Okay. Glad you're having a good day. So am I.
Okay. Well, I bet my day's better, though.
Yeah.
Well. Probably. That was awkward.
Hello.
Hey, Charles, it's Carol.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing okay.
That's good. Hey, my son is, he was camping in your yard over the weekend, in your backyard.
Okay.
And he stepped on a stick.
Yeah,
and he had
in
to
my
come,
backyard?
Yeah, like back where the trees are and stuff. He had a tent. He was camping back there.
What?
He was camping in your backyard. He set up a tent. It's for Boy Scouts.
I think you got the wrong person.
No, you live on, right?
Yeah, 58 Court.
Yeah, that's the one. He was in your backyard. He was camping.
Camping in my backyard?
Yeah, he had a tent.
This weekend.
You didn't see him in the tent? He was kind of in the woods.
No, there's nobody in the woods in my tent, in my yard.
No, it was like 2 days ago.
2 years ago?
2 days ago.
No.
Yes.
There wasn't anybody here then. We were all here. Nobody's out here camping.
No, he was camping in the woods, like in the woods behind your house.
Okay.
Like behind trees and stuff.
Yeah. And he stepped on a stick. Okay.
Yeah, he stepped on a stick and he had to come home a day early.
Huh.
So, I think you owe him an apology.
Well, maybe. What's his name?
Because he said it still hurts.
I'm sorry?
His name's Ryan. He said it still hurts. Like he stepped
on his... name's Brian.
Yeah, Brian.
Really?
And really.
My backyard 2 days ago.
Yeah, he was camping. It's for Boy Scouts. He has to get a camping badge.
Not with Boy Scouts in my yard, he wouldn't.
Yes, he was. He was in your yard. I have pictures.
Good. I'd like to see him.
No, I'm not inviting you to see him. I'm just saying he was back there. He was
there wasn't anybody back here except my family.
But were you guys in the backyard? Because you probably would have seen him if you were in the yard.
Yeah, we were all over the backyard.
What were you doing in the backyard?
Well, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, I'm just asking. You don't need to be a
well, I know, but,
pants.
You know, you're saying something's happening, and it didn't happen. Not here.
No, he was, like, you just didn't see him. He was, like, back there behind the trees and stuff.
Behind the trees. If it goes behind the trees in my yard, you're in the water.
Well, no, like, you just weren't looking over there, I guess, because he was right behind your house.
Huh. Well, was he with, who was he with?
He was just, you know, by himself. Hold on.
By himself, with the Boy Scout camp in my backyard.
Hold on a second. I'm making something in the blender. Okay, there we go.
He's with the Boy Scouts.
Yep.
Camping in my backyard by himself.
Yeah, well, it's for the Boy Scouts, but he was camping by himself.
Okay. He was not in my backyard.
Yes, he like, why would he lie to me? What are you saying, that my son's a liar?
Well, I'm saying there was nobody camping in my backyard. I can tell you that.
Were you hanging out in your backyard both days?
Yeah.
Like, why? Like, what are you doing back there? It sounds like you just sit around
and work. What difference does it make why? I know.
Well, you're the one saying that my son's a big liar.
Maybe.
You're calling him a big fat liar. He's not.
Well, whatever.
I'm just saying, he stepped on a stick in your backyard.
Okay, and your last name is what again? I'm sorry?
I never told you my last name, so...
You haven't told me. That's
no,
right,
no,
you haven't.
No, I didn't.
Well, he wasn't here.
Nice try, though. Like, you could have just asked me straight out.
I did. Hey, there's no Boy Scouts. There's no camp out in my backyard.
There is two.
Nobody was back there in the tent.
And... 72 years old, and you don't have...
Hey, tell that lady in the background just to shut up. Tell her to shut up.
I think you got the wrong number.
No, I don't have the wrong number. I know who I'm calling. I'm not stupid. There he goes. Whoa. Whoa, hello?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Kim, it's Carol.
Carol?
Yeah.
Carol who?
Yeah, down the street. I'm your neighbor.
Oh, okay. What's up?
I was jogging past your house.
Yeah?
And I just noticed that, you know, one of your lights is out. One of your porch lights.
Oh, yeah?
And it makes the entire neighborhood look like we're a bunch of hobos. If you
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you should be, because, I mean, it looks awful. I was out there jogging last night. And I looked over, and you have one porch light on and one off. And it looks stupid.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
Totally stupid. I can't believe it. What is with that hang-up sound?
Hello?
Hey, Judy. It's Carol.
Carol?
Yeah. I live, just nearby. I'm your neighbor. And we've been getting some of your mail.
You have?
Yeah, a bunch of mail here. Like, so much mail.
I know, Jeff had to take our mailbox down. So where do you live?
Why did he take it down?
Because we had, he didn't take it down, but we had the cement trucks came through there, and they had to get through.
Yeah, we had to, like, move ours down, like, 2 feet, because the new mailman, you know, he's a midget.
So we figured they were just holding it at the post office, so you're getting it? So Carol, yeah. I'm not placing where you live.
Oh, I'm just, you know, down the street and around the corner, like, right around from court.
What is your address?
I'm just calling to do the ceremonial ripping up of the mail over the phone. Like all,
why are you ripping up my mail?
I don't know. I'm tired of getting it, so I'm...
Well, I didn't know they were delivering it to you. I thought the mailman was holding it. So why, I mean, how would I know that it's coming to your house?
No, I know. It's no big deal. I don't mind. I just got to rip this up.
Excuse me. This is her daughter who's an attorney. That is a felon. Someone needs to rip up her mail. You can place it in a bag, and you can deliver it back to the mailbox.
Hold on. I can't hear you over the ripping...
Carol,
in the food processor.
My daughter, who's an attorney, you cannot rip up my mail.
But
I don't. I'm sorry that it came to your house.
No, it's no big deal. You don't have to apologize. It's fine.
Well, don't call me and tell me you're going to rip up my mail.
Well,
I mean, the polite thing to do would be say, Judy, I'm getting some of your mail. Would you like to come and get it?
No, I was being polite. I called and I'm just letting.
You said you were going to rip up my mail. Jeez.
Carol.
Carol, I don't know where you came from, but I can report you to Ken.
Oh, no, no.
What is Carol? I have your ID, so what is your address there?
Don't report me to Ken. I've got two strikes.
Oh, trust me, I am reporting you. What is your address?
Hold on, I'm typing something into the microwave.
Yes, I will,
this is her daughter again.
Hey.
Hi.
Hold on.
I got a little heated.
It's hard to
understand that you're upset.
No, I'm not upset. I don't know why you guys think I'm upset. I'm just ripping up the mail. That's all.
Why would you rip it up?
Because it's not mine, and I shouldn't have it, and I don't want to read it or anything by accident.
I know. Can you just place it in a bag, and then we can come get it? I mean, we did not mean for your mail to come to, or her mail to come to your house. In fact, my mail is being forwarded here because my mailbox is being stolen out of an Indianapolis. So this isn't our fault at the post office. Can you put it in a bag and we can try to solve this issue without having to be ripped up.
I can put all the ripped up pieces in a bag.
Put up all the ripped pieces in a bag, but don't rip up any other pieces of mail. That is actually tampering with mail, even if it's delivered wrongly to you. It is a felony.
I'm not tampering.
I know. We're not trying to do anything crazy. I'm just asking if you can just place the pieces. If other pieces are coming, just place it in a bag and we'll take care of it. Please don't rip up any other pieces of mail.
Yeah, I don't know what the mailman's problem is. Like he was sending my mail over to Linda's house.
Like, I don't know who any of these people are. Are you at?
Yeah, 3 blocks away. And hold on, I gotta rip this one. This one's a big one.
Are you on drive then?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Well, because the GPS usually takes everything to drive.
Oh.
So maybe you were thinking that the lot numbers are not correct. But you can't rip up mail. Sorry.
Oh, no, I can. It's not even that thick. It's ripping just fine.
It's not that thick to rip up mail. It's a felony. Even if it's wrongly delivered to you, ripping up mail is a felony.
No, I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, my name's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
I'm out working in my yard.
Hey.
So, yeah.
It's Carol.
Hi, Carol.
I'm your neighbor. I'm ripping up your mail right now.
Why would you do that?
Because, I don't know, I'm just trying to, if I put it all in there, full size, it won't fit in the recycle bin.
So where do you live?
Just down the street, around the corner, Thomas Paine.
Well, let me come get it.
Oh, it's too late. I've almost ripped it all up.
Well, that's too bad.
Is that lady really an attorney? Because she didn't sound like it. She sounded like
she might be
full of crap.
Yeah. She sounds like what?
She sounded like she might be full of crap, but I wasn't sure.
No. You shouldn't have torn up. That's too bad. Well, it's too late. She's torn it up.
Yeah. Well, no, I've still got some of it left. I'm finishing tearing it up right now.
I don't know why you would. Why didn't you call to begin with?
Well, hold on. I got to put some dishes in the sink. Wait, 1 second.
Is it that you don't like me?
Oh, no. It's nothing like that. I think you guys are great neighbors. It's nothing
Well, I don't know where you live.
What are they yammering on about in the background there?
Well, I wish you hadn't done that because we have important documents.
What kind of documents were they? I couldn't tell. Some of them looked important, and then there were some handwritten letters, like envelopes.
Yeah. But why would you tear them up?
Cause,
yeah, you're going to get reported.
No, look, I have to.
Sheriff,
I have to tell you about something, okay? Can I let you know something?
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready? You ready to hear it?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here it goes.
Hey, Lamo! You just got full-on butt slammed by the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show on 100.9 The Gerbil. Don't let it get you down. Slamming is what we do best. To hear your call and to hear yourself get totally slammed, tune in every weekday morning at 8:30 and 10:30 to hear the Daily Butt Slam. After this pre-recorded message, you'll be transferred to one of our jockeys, who will get your permission to air your slam. If we don't get your permission, we'll air it anyway, because we're totally wacky. Tune in every weekday.
Hello? This is not Carol. Now I'm a producer.
for the Skippy and Dippy show. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. She wasn't really ripping up your mail. I'm not Carol.
Okay.
It was just a joke. It's just joking with you, just joshing.
Okay. Yep. So where are you located?
We're here, FM 107.3.
107.3.
Home of the gerbil.
The gerbil. And what city is that out of?
Oh, you know, it's here in the big city. We're not some little AM outfit or anything. We're like a real station, FM. FM only, baby.
Yeah, right.
Yep, okay. Yep.
And you're the producer.
Yeah, I'm the producer, and that was one of the hosts. That was Carol. She's one of the morning show hosts, wacky morning show.
The host. Wacky.
Yeah.
What's the call letters? W what?
WKFUCKFU.
No, it wouldn't be that. I know that. It wouldn't be those call letters.
Why not?
Because that wouldn't be appropriate.
Yeah. Well. Whatever.
So where do you live?
Well, that'd be weird. I can't tell you where I live. I'm a radio personality, producer person.
I don't believe that.
Why don't you believe that?
Because there's no such radio station.
Well, maybe I'm just not telling you which one it is, because I don't want you to listen, and then you'll get mad at us and yell at the station manager like everyone else. Look, I was just being nice and letting you know I didn't really rip up your mail. That's all. No big deal. You're welcome. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello. What happened?
We got muted somehow.
Oh, weird.
Where did we dial from?
Did you face dial the mute button?
No. Where did we get our mail from?
No, we don't have your mail. That part was a joke. We were joshing.
No, you weren't.
What do you mean, no, I wasn't? She wasn't. That was Carol. I'm not Carol.
So how did you get our number from, then?
It was submitted by a listener.
And so what city are you out of?
We don't really have your mail, though. Like, that was just a joke. Look, it's a ripping sound effect. Olga sent it to me. It sounds the same every time. It's just fake ripping. It's on our soundboard machine. It's a joke. Just joking.
Well, here's the funny, weird thing.
Uh-oh.
Is that my parents' mailbox is down, so they're not receiving mail. So it's really a weird person to call, a very ironic person to call.
What a coinkydink.
Because you're literally not receiving mail.
So, I can't have your mail then. Durr.
So, what is your station called?
It's WBGZ, Alton, Illinois. Home of...
Alton, Illinois?
Home of the What's Your Bid Show. Yep.
Okay, thank you.
I love you. Man, after that, I need a drink. Let me go over to the fridge, get some ice, pour some stuff in here, and yeah, that's totally what I'm doing.
Lord, 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 you've been good to me. 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 Lord, 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 you've been good to me.
what the devil can I do like that?
Oh, man, that was beautiful. Oh, that's so good. I'm clapping. I'm clapping for you.
Okay, so, yeah, next on the list.
Hello?
Hey, Larry, it's Carol.
Wrong number.
No, it's not. I live in the neighborhood. Stupid. What the hell? God, fucking Larry.
Hello?
Hey, Peggy. It's Carol?
Huh?
It's Carol down the street.
Carol down the street.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know who it is.
Okay, well, hey, there's a small problem.
What?
There's a small problem. I went down to the basement in my house. And behind the washing machine, I found a door. And it led to a tunnel. And I'm directly below your house now. There's, like, tunnels underneath the neighborhood.
Really?
Yes.
I can't believe that. It's all sand.
No, it's, like, it's for real. Like, there's, like, somebody's dug tunnels. And there was a door behind the washing machine. And my GPS shows that I'm directly below your house right now. Like, I'm banging on the ceiling. Do you hear me?
Nope.
I'm banging really hard on the ceiling.
Nope.
Yeah, I don't, like, do you know where the entrance is in your house? Because I don't see any other doors down here.
Well, I think you're full of shit.
What?
Why would you
say that to me? That's terrible. Like, that's a bad word.
I guess you're trapped.
Well, no, I'm not trapped. I can just go back to the door behind my washing machine.
Oh, okay. Well, then do that.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's all right, Peggy. Well, shit. Let's try that one again.
Hello?
Hello, Jack?
Yes.
It's Carol.
Okay, it's who?
Carol, I live down the street from you.
Oh, uh-huh.
I was in my laundry room, and I moved the washer out of the way, and there's a door back there. And I went in, and there's a tunnel. And I'm basically in a tunnel underneath your house right now.
A tunnel underneath my house?
Yeah, yeah, like it's a long tunnel, and my GPS on my cell phone shows that I'm directly underneath your house.
Oh. Huh.
Like I'm banging on the ceiling right now. Do you hear me?
No.
Yeah, can you feel it on the floor? I'm like banging, like really banging on the...
No, because, see, we have a walkout basement.
Yeah, yeah, I'm under the basement. Are you in the basement right now?
No, but just a second.
Yeah, okay.
Check it out.
All right. It's the craziest thing, isn't it? Isn't it crazy? Isn't it the darndest thing?
Okay, I'm there now.
Okay, like I'm banging on the ceiling with a broomstick. I took the broom from the kitchen.
Huh. Just a second.
Do you feel it on your feet? What?
Hear anything banging on the floor?
No.
No, I'm down here with my son, and we don't hear anything.
What's he doing down there? Did you tell him about the tunnel?
Is he what?
What's he doing down there? Did you tell him about the tunnel?
He's just downstairs watching TV, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, like so. There's a hatch. Like there's it's a door up here in the ceiling, and I'm banging on it. Like, it must open into your basement. Is it covered up or something?
Well, there's a cement floor, but there's no hatch door or anything like that.
Yeah, okay. They must have cemented over it. Like, it's covered because it won't open when I open it.
Okay, huh.
Well,
that's really weird.
But you can't hear me banging, like, on the cement, like, under your feet?
I'm, like, no.
I'm banging
sure
really
can.
I'm using a broomstick.
No, I really don't. Okay, now, we live at 52.
Right, yeah, I'm just down the street from you. I'm in the blue house.
Where you live?
I'm like eight houses down. This is Carol.
Eight houses down. Well, see, we don't have eight houses on our street.
I mean, if there were eight houses, I'd be about eight houses down. You know what I mean.
Well, like, what's your address?
32.
32? Now, see, ours are all in the 50s.
But it's around the corner, though.
Okay, well,
But see, this tunnel, it's, like, really, really long, like, really extensive. It goes on forever. Like, I think it covers the whole neighborhood.
Really?
So I'm just going from house to house and trying all the doors and calling the people that live there and seeing if they can hear me. This is a huge tunnel. There's, like, a bunch of rooms and stuff down here. There's a bunch of crates.
Yeah, huh.
Like, crates with, like skull and crossbones on them and stuff.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's first I ever heard of it, and we don't hear anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think anyone's been down here in centuries. There's no footprints or anything.
Huh. And how'd you find it?
I was in my basement behind the washing machine. I was trying to, like, I dropped, like, something of my husband's back there and pulled it off, and, like, there it is. There's a big tunnel.
I'll be daggone. Huh.
Yeah. That's what I said.
We can't hear it.
What?
Huh. I say we can't hear anything when you said you were banging.
Yeah, I was banging with the broomstick. Did your son hear anything? Did you ask him?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's right here standing beside me, and I asked him, and he didn't hear anything.
Hmm. Well, maybe we should figure out where this tunnel is, and then, like, we could open it up, and you could use the tunnels, too.
Yeah.
Like, more square footage, right?
I just, you know, I wouldn't even know where to look because I didn't hear nothing.
Would you mind if I got my husband's electric drill and, like, just drilled a hole straight up through the floor and then you'd know where it is? Is that okay?
It's a big basement. I wouldn't know where to even look.
Yeah, but, you know, I could, I don't know. I'll just drill and then you can look for the drill poking up through the floor.
Well,
I think I'm near the front of the house. That's what my GPS shows down here in the tunnel. That would totally work.
Well, I don't know, you know. I have to think about it. I'm just not real sure what, you know.
Yeah.
And you're Carol, but do I know you? Have I ever met you?
Oh, you know, like, I don't know, maybe. Like, I always wave at everybody when they drive by when I'm out getting my mail.
Yeah, what's your last name?
Jurebel.
Jurebel.
Yep.
With a S or a C?
With a G.
G.
Yeah.
Jurebel?
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm feeling faint. I like, the air is so thin down here, you wouldn't believe it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I tell you what, why don't you try some other places, and then, you know, if you find something, call me back.
Yeah. Hey, do you guys want to, like, maybe come over and help me explore? Do you have a bird?
No, I couldn't do that. I'm not healthy.
Oh.
I'm on oxygen, and mobility's not good.
The oxygen might be good down here, because air is really stale. And if you have, like, a parrot or something, we could bring the parrot.
Yeah, well, I don't. Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you calling. If you find out anything, let me know.
Okay, all right. I'll stop banging on the floor, I guess.
Okay.
I'll call and ask you before I drill through the floor. Hello? Nope, there he goes. The son was oddly quiet during that call. You'd think he would have chimed in a little bit, but nope.
We're sorry.
Hello?
Hey, John?
Yes.
This is Carol from the Homeowners Association. And you guys have those tan garbage cans, right?
We don't have any garbage cans.
Why not?
Right. We just take trash cans down.
Down to what?
Our trash bags.
What?
Huh? We just take the trash bags down. We don't use the cans.
Yeah, that's just weird. What the hell?
Yeah, that way I don't have to bring them back up after it runs.
Yeah, it's just weird, though. That's what I was saying. I was calling to let you know it's kind of weird.
Okay.
That's all. I didn't really need anything. I just wanted to comment that that's weird. You guys are weird.
Oh, no, we're not. That way I haul them down. They run at 5:30 or 6:30 sometimes at night.
You're kind of weird, though. It's a little weird. Like, most people have trash cans.
Yeah. And you got to clean them out when they're dirty.
Yeah, well, now you're just being lazy. Now you're lazy and weird.
No.
Yeah, huh?
It's called efficient.
Oh, hey, you tell that lady in the background to just shut her mouth.
Okay.
But, yep, you guys are weird. That's all.
All right.
All right. I hope you're having a good day, a good holiday day.
Okay.
You damn weirdos.
Bye.
Bye. Oh my God, what a couple of weirdos, right? Don't have trash cans. That's not the first time someone has said that to me. That, like, they don't have trash cans. I don't understand it. I don't know how the trash works in this place. I'm going deeper underground.
Hello?
Hello? Catherine?
Yeah.
Hey, it's Carol from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
I just called. I'm calling to let you know that we're going to be sending out the lawn company tomorrow. They're going to be at your house.
Oh?
Yep. They're going to
remove
all of your grass.
What?
The lawn company, they're going to come and remove your grass.
Why?
Just because, you know, it's kind of pointless. We're going to, you're going to be responsible for just coming up with some cool plants to put down instead, or like rocks or chips.
No grass.
Yeah, it's a new homeowners association rule.
You're what? You're kidding.
No, you can put down concrete if you want.
Where?
Where your yard used to be.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I wouldn't kid about this. We're just not going to be doing grass anymore. We're going to be a forward-thinking community. Like, maybe if you put a bunch of bushes out there or trees. Like, you know, we need some variety. Like, it's bad just to have grass. It's bad for the earth.
You've got to be crazy.
Why would you say that?
Absolutely crazy. You don't get rid of vegetation.
No, it's not vegetation. It's grass. It's kind of...
It is like, too vegetation, and trees are vegetation. What in the hell are you guys thinking?
No, you can...
You are stupid.
When
did who come up with this idea?
Well, we had a vote on it. Like, the whole neighborhood...
I did not vote on it.
We're all getting rid of our grass. It's not a big deal.
They're going to remove every bit of our grass tomorrow.
Every bit of our grass?
Yes.
You could...
I don't know.
You could plant...
It's a homeowners association.
You could plant clovers. And dandelions.
Who is this?
This is Carol with the Homeowners Association.
Yeah, and explain to me exactly...
Well,
it's
just this new thing. President Trump is requiring all homeowners associations to get rid of all the grass. It's bad for the earth. Like, you haven't been keeping up with...
There is no such thing.
What? No, it's a thing. Like, President Trump signed this into law, like, months ago.
No, he didn't.
And we only have, like, another 6 months to comply.
Where are you? You're obviously not from a homeowners association.
Why do you say that?
If you were, we'd be getting announcements way before now.
Oh, we sent you a thing in the mail. Like, maybe it got sent
No, we never got anything in the mail.
Oh, we definitely sent it out. You just need to, like, you know, make sure you get all your mail.
We have gotten all our mail.
Okay, well, look, I'm not calling to argue. I'm just letting you know that we're, like, sending out the lawn company tomorrow, and they're going to get
it. No, you're not. They show up on my property, I will fucking shoot them.
What? No, you can't shoot people. That's against the law.
If they come... Oh, no, it's not. If they come onto my property and start doing something that they are illegally doing, I have every right to get them off. I will have the cops out here.
Okay, well, like, if you're going to call the cops, don't be shooting people, because they don't like that.
I am a cop.
What?
All right, now, listen. you're obviously somebody that is not associated with the Homos Association. I don't know what type of scam you're trying to run, but it's not going to work. We're not going to pay somebody to do something that they're not supposed to
be doing. Oh, no, no, it's free. The Homeowners Association has to pay for it to remove all your grass.
No.
Yeah, no, like, we're not going to charge you. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, nobody's going to come on and remove something.
You just need to plant more trees and bushes and stuff.
Oh, that's bullshit.
We need more variety in the vegetation. Like grass. Hello? Holy shit, I feel threatened.
Hello?
Hello, Brett?
Yes.
Hey, Brett, it's Carol from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I was calling to let you know we're going to be sending the lawn people to your house tomorrow.
The lawn people?
Yeah, they're going to be removing your grass.
You must have the wrong number.
Oh, no, no, we're doing this to everyone in the neighborhood. We're getting rid of all of the grass.
What grass?
Everyone's grass, like all the grass.
Why would you do that?
Just because it's not good for the planet. You know, like, it's just a neutral vegetation, like, just so people can, you know, get trees and more bushes and flowers and stuff.
I don't understand what you're talking about, so I don't want you in my yard. Thank you.
Oh, no, no, you don't have a choice. We're going to be removing all the grass.
All right, thank you.
What do you mean, thank you?
Hello?
Hello, this is Carol from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be coming on Tuesday, tomorrow, to do your yard.
To do what?
We're going
to
be removing your lawn. We're removing all the lawns in the neighborhood.
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's like a new thing we're doing. We're just getting rid of all of the grass, and we're just going to keep the trees and the bushes and the flowers and stuff.
Not on my lot, you're not.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we're doing everyone's lot. We're starting on yours tomorrow.
I don't think so, and I don't know if this is some kind of joke, but it better not anybody touch my yard.
Well, no, it's just the grass part. We're just getting rid of the grass. We're going
to
be...
We've worked 12 years to get our grass like we want it. You are not touching my grass in my yard.
We're just going
to
be removing the grass, though. We're not going to remove the flowers or the plants or anything.
No.
Yeah, we have to. It's like a new rule. It's from... The Homeowners Association rule.
I don't think so.
This is just the way we're going to do it now. Like, it's like you can't... You should have voted if you didn't want us to do this. Man, people are really uppity about their grass. You know what everyone's problem is.
Hello?
Hi, Alice. This is Carol from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey there, I needed to let you know we're going to be sending lawn people to your house tomorrow.
You're going to be sending lawn people to my house tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, we're going to be removing your lawn, like all the grass. We're going to take all the grass out.
What are you talking about? I don't understand this.
It's like a new thing we're doing, like all over the neighborhood. We're getting rid of all of the grass.
All right, and how are you going to do that?
We're just going to, like, they've got a machine that just peels the grass up like it's a potato. They're just going
to... What if I don't want my grass peeled off?
Oh, no, this is a new Homeowners Association rule. Like, we're not allowed to have grass anymore. We're getting rid of all of the grass.
All right, you're kidding me. Who is this?
Oh, no, I wouldn't kid about this. I'm a Christian. This is Carol from the Homeowners Association. We're just, it's like a new thing. Like, you didn't see this in the voting pamphlet? About getting rid of the grass?
This sounds like a crank call. I don't understand it.
No, I wouldn't make a crank call.
Like, getting rid of the grass?
Yeah, we're just, like, we're not going to have grass anymore. It turns out grass is really bad for the earth. So we're going to just stick with trees and bushes and flowers and clovers and stuff.
I don't want to be rude, but I'm hanging up.
What? No, don't hang up. That's rude. What the hell, Alice? How rude.
Hello.
Hi, Edwin. This is Carol from the homeowners from the homeowners association.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Hey there. I need to let you know that on Tuesday tomorrow we're going to be sending the lawn people to your house to remove your grass.
Oh, in the lakefront, you mean?
Well, no, in your yard. Like in your yard, we're going to get rid of all the grass.
Why?
It's just like a new thing we're doing. We're getting rid of all of the grass in the neighborhood.
And what, are we going to have mud out there then?
Well, no, it'll be up to you to, like, maybe buy some rocks and put them down there, or get more trees or bushes or flowers.
We got plenty of trees and bushes now.
Yeah, but now you can get more trees and stuff just to make up for all the grass that'll be missing.
Ed, who is this?
It'll help the ecosystem.
It's somebody from the lake here.
Hey, Margaret, it's Carol.
Carol?
Yeah, from the HOA.
Carol who?
Yeah, from the Homeowners Association.
What's your last name?
Who?
What is your last name?
Who?
Carol who?
Yeah, H-U. It's Asian.
Oh. Margaret, do you know her?
No, I don't.
I'm from, like, it doesn't matter. You don't have to know me. I'm just calling to let you know the lawn people are going to be over tomorrow.
No, I don't want it done.
Uh-uh.
No. You're not taking me. I don't want to do it all over again. Come on.
No, well, no, you don't have to. Like, we're not allowed to have grass anymore. It's a new rule.
Oh.
Oh, bullshit. Yeah.
don't curse at me, Edwin. What the hell?
I don't understand.
It's just we're getting rid of all the grass. That's all. Like, grass is bad for the environment.
No. Honey, I don't want anybody doing anything to our lawn.
Okay, but we're doing it to everyone's lawn. So you guys are going to look weird if you're the only one with grass.
Who passed this?
Everyone did. We all voted on it last year. Don't you remember? Didn't you vote?
No. I mean, we'll vote on everything that comes along, but we didn't vote on doing away with grass.
Well, there you go. Maybe you should have voted, and then it wouldn't have happened. But, yep, we're starting on your place tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, the lawn people are going to be there to remove your grass.
Ed? What's going on here?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Who do I call to find out about this?
Just call the Homeowners Association in the morning.
Well, if we can get hold of him, I don't even know how to get hold of Charlie anymore. Oh, honey. I'm still on the phone with her.
Tell her no, we're not doing it.
You have to. Like, it's the new rule. Like, everyone in the neighborhood's doing it.
Everybody in our neighborhood is doing it.
Yeah, we're getting rid of all the grass. No more grass in the neighborhood. We got to let the earth breathe, you know?
I'm sorry, Carol. I just can't believe that they got hold. They passed something like this with nothing more being said about it.
Well, there's a lot of homeowners associations around the country doing it. Like, it's the new trend. We're getting rid of all the grass.
Now, honey, are you on the board?
Yeah, yep. Carol who?
Well, we've had to work so hard to put all this in. I'm sure that we're not going to...
Well, it'll be less work now, because, you know,
no more
grass.
I can't see how any of this... Did this go through under Britain's presidency?
Yeah, yep. It all went through, and everyone approved. It was unanimous.
Okay, well, what time should we expect people to show up tomorrow morning?
Probably not till 11 or 12.
Okay. All righty. Do I have a way to get hold of you, Carol?
Oh, sure, yeah. Just call back the number on your caller ID.
We don't have a caller ID.
Oh, okay. It's area code 70.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. That's it. I'm giving up on this whole thing. I'm done making calls. I'm getting hot flashes, you guys. I gotta sit down at the kitchen table. Here, first let me make some food in the food processor here real quick. to grind up some stuff. Grind up a salad thing for me to eat while I sit down at the table. Yep, here we go. It's grinding real good. Heat it up here. Ugh, yeah. This'll hit the spot. But yeah, I'm gonna sit down and sit down at the table and answer some voicemails. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I've had enough of making these phone calls.
Hey, Brad at Cisco Kids Cactus Corner Memorial Day debut.
I'm sorry, Brad's not here today. I'll just be doing the voicemails, I guess. Sorry, Cisco.
The voicemails.
Kid.
I'm back now. Clap, clap. Thank you. Thank you.
Yay.
Since being a hiatus for since episode 400.
Yep.
I'm going to try to leave more voicemails on the regular.
Yeah. Totally noticed.
And I just had a quick question for you today. Have you checked out Shifty Pop at all lately over on the Fiverr.com?
I have not.
I'm pretty sure her prices have increased by a lot. I was going to use her for some projects, but...
Oh, yeah. I did notice that a few months ago. Maybe earlier this year. I was going to have something done, and I'm like, holy shit, I can't afford that.
I can't afford her now.
Yeah.
Hobo me.
Yep.
Anyways, I
Damn
was just wondering if you had or hadn't. She's like top dollar at the site now. She's making bank.
That's right.
All right. That's all for now. Remember, listeners, keep on leaving the voicemails and follow the rules.
Thanks, Cisco Kid.
Oh, my God, Roy. This is Earl Sinclair.
Roy's not here today.
I'm so happy that
it's
I am
Carol.
Now a Patreon subscriber. The
Me
Hobosodes are legit amazing.
That's right.
So good. I just got through episode...
Patreon.com/phone losers, everyone.
96, where you called pretending to be American Airlines, and you destroyed Sean by telling Sean that she is, she has to be a man, because that's not, you know, a woman's name.
That's right.
And I suggest to everybody listening who's on the fence about being a Patreon subscriber that they do it.
Come on, you guys.
It's completely worth it.
It is. All the best stuff is on the Hobosodes now.
On the fence for a long time.
I don't put any effort into this show. I mean, Brad doesn't put any effort into this show anymore. He's just like, fuck it. It's just the Snowplow Show. Who gives a shit?
I bought your book. I'm like a big fan of yours.
Yep.
And yeah, anybody
Thanks.
Who's out there who's like, I don't know if it's worth the whatever, do it. Absolutely worth it. All the Hobosodes are great.
Yeah.
Rock, Roy, you're the king of this prank phone call stuff, man. No one's on your level. Okay,
thanks. Bye, okay. Earl Sinclair.
Hey, Brad. It's Deadly Flyers.
Hey, Deadly Flyers.
Been enjoying the PLA show that you've been doing lately with the members of the community.
That's
and I was
great.
Wondering if you plan to have Dwight on anytime soon. I'd really like to call in and ask him a couple questions.
Maybe.
Specifically about the webcam hacking.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nobody seems to be doing that anymore, and I was wondering why everybody stopped. Anyway... Thanks for the shows, and I'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
If I am not mistaken, I think YouTube had a problem with people putting videos up of people spying on homes or something. Or maybe YouTube didn't, but there were too many people reporting the videos or something. I don't know, really. But they were awesome videos. Those are so much fun to watch, where Dwight just gets on unsecured webcams and messes with people. It's the best.
This is a grooming manager. How can I help you?
Okay.
Hey, Ron. This is Cody No Name. Yep, definitely Cody No Name. Definitely not Buckshot.
Okay.
How's it going?
This joke is just getting funnier and funnier.
That you used my song, despite my scared vocals and my scared sound effects. I really appreciate it.
No
problem.
And now
I'm famous with Brad. Shout out to my boy Buckshot.
That's right.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
Bye. LOL.
Hey, Brad, this is Ohio Guy calling, and just had an idea. I was listening to one of the older shows. I'm a little bit behind in listening to my shows. I'm on a show from April.
Yeah,
but I was hearing about when you were calling into the Wawa's, and you were trying to figure out, you know, what items to have left behind. And I thought of a good one for you next time, because you do that every once in a while, do cooler pranks. So my idea is, tell them that you left behind your Ouija board and that you were in there trying to, you were actually holding a seance in there with a few of your friends and you were using the Ouija board but you forgot to take it with you when you left. And of course you could come up with all sorts of different people maybe if you did a few of those calls. Maybe you were contacting Abraham Lincoln. Maybe you were contacting, you know, you could just think of the most random people probably.
Great idea.
Tell them that you're trying to conjure up the spirit of Carrot Top. But tell them that you left your Ouija board behind.
It's a time traveling spirit.
That would be a very strange thing to leave in the cooler. So, all right, talk to you later. Bye.
There's another item for my list of things I've left behind in places.
Hey, Roy, it's SB Link. It's currently 9:33 p.m., 82 degrees in Roy, Maryland.
Okay.
I'm on the way home from the casino. I just won $50. Yay! I'm going to put that in the kitty so we can get Patreon money for you, which I just recently
subscribed to. That's the best investment.
To. Yay! Thank you for saying my name. That was really, really cool. I also ordered a coin, too. So you're welcome to all those international people out there. And I also really like the opening song that's played in the past couple Snowplow shows. You should play it louder so I can dance along.
Okay.
Okay?
Happy Memorial Day. I wish I knew which one you were talking about. But I'll start playing all of the songs louder so you can dance.
Hey, Bradley.
Hey.
I just called to apologize.
Oh,
I left a voicemail last time about a weird dream I had regarding you and the Snowplow Show meetup that never happened. And having a great time.
I like that voicemail.
I just want to apologize because I...
Brad hated it, but I fucking loved it. I thought it was the best.
I told a big lie. Well, the whole story was true except for one little part. I told you that in my dream somebody said that they were a fan of my podcast, and I said I don't have a podcast. I actually do have a podcast. I don't know why I lied about that. It was such an insignificant
bastard.
Lie, and I shouldn't have done it.
You bastard.
I'm not going to shout out my own stuff because this isn't my show, and
I'm not that kind of bastard. Let's hear.
But anyway.
What is it?
Cactus.
Tell us your podcast name. You know, that story that Brad told about hearing the DJ in the morning and dreaming that he was hanging out with the DJ, that was not just a one-time thing. That was a couple times a week type of thing. Every morning, the radio would turn on and slowly wake Brad up, and he would think he's, like, out having picnics with the DJ. It was fucking weird.
Brad, it's Will the Mechanic.
Hey, Will.
Driving to work, listening to that Mildred Monday theme song, and I couldn't shake the feeling that I should somehow, like, get all of the content to his family. I mean, she's got to have kids or something.
We tried.
I just imagine being like the grandson of Mildred Monday and you contacting me and showing me all the content over the years of screwing with my grandma.
Oh, they know.
Awesome feeling. I don't know, something to think about.
Yeah.
For the listeners.
No, they didn't seem to appreciate it. I think maybe a listener may have contacted them and let them know about the prank calls. I don't know if they got to hear the song or not, but there was definitely some angry comments on one of the YouTube videos or something somewhere from Mildred Monday's Next of Kin, and they weren't very nice. They were kind of pissed.
I'm trying to get a hold of my parents. I'm the adopted love child of Jag and Stacy. So I heard I could get in touch with them through you. So,
Stacy, if you're listening,
please, let me know how I can get in touch with my...
Okay, bye. I'll do that. You're sure to hear from her soon, I bet. One of them.
Brad.
Hey there.
Oh, hi, Brad.
You gotta say Carol.
I don't think my American accent was really good, wasn't it? Anyway,
yeah.
I was wanting to phone up just to mention
it was shit.
An idea. This idea will blow your boat right out the water.
Oh, crap.
And this is the one.
Here it goes.
You phone up a landlord.
Get ready, everyone.
And you ask, and you try to sell them DVDs, pirated DVDs
of old movies.
You could say they were, like, 1980s movies. You could try and sell them Jumanji for, like, $10.
Yeah.
So you better buy it or else. Better buy it now. Because Jumanji is, like, the best movie ever.
Hell yeah,
I think the best movie ever is Twister. Right.
Yeah, who doesn't love Twister? She says the funny thing about the cows, remember?
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
I'm calling today
because I had a follow-up question about Skunkworks.
Oh.
I was wondering, is Skunkworks the guy who gave you the idea to do tunnel calls in the first place? Because that would be kind of cool if you could remember that. Anyways, that's all I got. Talk to you later. Bye.
Nope. Well, I don't know, really. I don't think I got the idea from him. He may have gotten the idea from us, but no, I think Skunkworks is just a weirdo who who thought it'd be cool to dig tunnels under his house. Maybe he was inspired by the calls that I make. Probably not. I don't want to admit if he is, because then it's probably like I'll get charged with murder or something. But if I had to guess, in all seriousness, I don't think either of us inspired either thing, either way. I don't know where the tunnels calls came from. Maybe you guys can help me figure it out. Figure out when the very first one was. Or help Brad figure it out, I mean. Not
hey,
me.
Brad.
Not
Jack,
me. I don't give a shit.
Jack Heliquin. Heads
oh,
up,
hey.
I've been drinking.
Hey.
You know, I'm always drunk when I call.
Hey, Jack.
But I just want to say I love
it's
the
Carol.
New show. I love the Phone Losers. What the fuck? Are you there?
Yeah, hey. I'm here.
Tripping balls.
Yeah, no, the voicemail doesn't talk to you, Jack.
Huh.
What the hell?
Creeping me out, motherfucker. Anyways.
Sorry.
If it's still the voicemail, I don't know now because I heard a noise.
No.
I'm schizophrenic. Don't fuck with me.
You're just drunk. That's all.
But, good job on the new Phone Losers of America show. It's awesome. I love it.
Thanks,
fucking
Jack.
Wicked. I'm really happy to hear Stacy. That was awesome as hell.
Yeah.
She just stopped being like, please hate me.
It was all right.
Me, God
I
damn
guess.
It. I can't wait to hear Carlito. I'm really excited. I've been like,
tonight,
in the break room, like, I yelled the word fuck. Because I seen you were going to go live, and you're like, I have a special guest. And now I think Stacy posted. I'm like, holy shit.
I hear Brad was really upset because he missed your live broadcast a few days ago. He saw it maybe an hour after you'd gone off the air. And he was so sad, and he cried a bunch.
Fuck, what is that? Are you fucking with me, Brad? I swear to God.
Nope, it's still
me.
A voicemail, Jack.
I'll find you.
What the hell?
Dox your ass.
Don't do it.
I'm going to hang up now.
Okay.
I keep hearing, like, something yell into the phone.
It's
and
just the federal agents listening in on the line,
funny.
That's all.
God damn it.
No big deal.
Well, wait. We're right here again. It's not over a minute. Good night.
All right, bye, Jack. Fucking weirdo.
Fucker.
There's another voicemail in here by Jack, but I don't know. He already got a minute and a half. He doesn't
Brad,
deserve any more.
Pepe, how you doing?
Hey, St. Pepe.
Hey, since, like, Maddox lost, I've been calling the pawn shops and trying to get rid of Maddox's crown, but I'm not
Aww.
Getting, like, a very good response.
Poor Maddox.
And,
he could use the money, I bet.
I got my first soundbite, like, my first real good soundbite. Somebody told me to take my dickles and stick them right up my ass.
Whoa.
Or something like that. I don't know.
Not
he,
cool.
He told me to stick dickles up my ass twice. I know that much. I gotta go over this shit.
You gotta send that to Dick. Edit it down real good and send it to Dick and tell him how much better you are than the Phone Losers guy.
The live show today. That was good. I only caught like 30 minutes of it. That was a word. So,
yeah.
Ah, shit. I'm over 30 seconds.
Oh,
fucking
God,
get rage.
God damn it. All right. Thanks, St. Pepe. Since you're over 30 seconds, I'm going to delete this other voicemail that you left. I'll never know what it said. I'm not even going to read the text. I hope it wasn't important.
Hey, it's Max Power. So that call that
hey,
was
Max.
On the last show that Steve had found about Roy, that was the one.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That completely made my day. So I just want to say thanks, Steve, for finding that call.
I don't need a ride
and
home.
Thank you, Brad, for playing it. It was really great.
I'll
thanks
tell Brad.
Cactus.
Thank you. From you.
Hey, Brad.
A ride home.
Asshole Matt.
Hey,
Colin.
Yeah.
I
drive my own car.
I recently listened to one of the episodes and my voicemail is in it. Holy shit, my phone sucks.
It sounds good
phone.
Today.
You can barely hear me talk.
Nah,
it fucking sucks.
It's fine.
I want to smash it.
Sounds great.
All right, love you, man.
Whatever you're calling in on right now sounds great. Keep up the good work. Sounds amazing. That was the very last voicemail, so I think this is the point in the show where Brad usually ends it and says thank you to the Patreon people, such as JT and Six Wee Tenure, and Kirsty T and I Regret Jumping, and Jamie F. Those were the sponsors of today's show over at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you would like to support the show and get a bunch of hobosodes, which that one guy in the voicemail said were so fucking amazing, then you should do that. You should support the show, patreon.com/phonelosers. I wish I could keep doing the show for longer, but, you know, I've got dishes and stuff to do here. Got lots of things to do, so much to do around the kitchen. So I'm going to have to just kind of wrap it up here. This is Carol saying so long, everyone. Hopefully this will be my last episode. Brad will probably be back later this week to do more shows. I was going to end today's show with clips from my favorite Hallmark Channel movies, but I changed my mind. Instead, I'm going to play this song. It's by a guy named Kaka Man. And this is a song that people have requested before on the show. I've heard people ask Brad to play this one. This is called Ain't Got Much of a Smile by Kaka Man. Bye, everyone.
I ain't got much of a smile, because that just ain't my style. Some people ask me what's wrong, they say that I seem withdrawn, but I keep singing along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile, 'cause I got beat as a child. Sometimes it's hard to move on, I feel like I don't belong, but I keep marching along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile. I'm the saddest circus clown, walking around town with the frown, feeling down, feeling like no one's around, they left me out to drown. I keep my eyes to the ground, emptiness lies all around, this world just starts to confound. It's really crazy. I woke up at the sky, asked why, how come they laugh when I cry? No reply, the world passes me by. Forget the friends I used to have, forget my ex-girl. I got two middle fingers for the rest of the world, 'cause nobody gave a fuck about me when I was growing up. So if you got something to say, you better close it shut. I march along to my beat, all by myself in the street, and now the chorus repeats. I ain't got much of a smile, 'cause that just ain't my style. Some people ask me what's wrong, they say that I seem withdrawn, but I keep singing along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile, ain't cracked a grin in a while. Sometimes it's hard to move on, I feel like I don't belong, but I keep marching along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile. Same crap, different day, my life ain't getting any better. I'm standing in the rain through the stormy weather. My clothes are getting wetter, inside I'm feeling deader. Can't stand the pain or the pressure, too much to measure. I see the clouds above me but don't see no silver lining. And with my luck, I'll probably get struck by lightning. Can't stand this deep depression, got me with this expression. And as a kid, ain't nobody showed me no affection. Nobody gave a fuck about me when I was growing up. So if you got something to say, you better close it shut. I march along to my beat, all by myself in the street, and now the chorus repeats. I ain't got much of a smile, because that just ain't my style. Some people ask me what's wrong, they say that I seem withdrawn, but I keep singing along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile, 'cause I got beat as a child. Sometimes it's hard to move on, I feel like I don't belong, but I keep marching along to my song. I ain't got much of a smile.
Going to say a prayer. I think you're an idiot. I think you're a nut job. I want to talk to your supervisor.